Good morning. It's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, I had to clarify this a couple of times before we got started. Hairy vetch, and I'm intrigued to hear more about it because I thought I was saying it wrong.
Hairy vetch, I'm going to talk about grazing it today and the complications with that. Really wasn't a topic that was on my mind until this week. And this week I'd received numerous phone calls about the grazing potential of hairy vetch. Hairy vetch has been recognized across the Midwest or the U.S. for its ability to fixate nitrogen and improve soil health. It's a really popular seed to throw into like a cover crop mix. But even while it has agronomic benefits, such as erosion control or the ability to improve fertility, there are some major issues that we can have if we want to graze that. And so extensive work by K-State and other extension services have clearly stated that hairy vetch is not a recommended forage crop because of the potential for toxicity and the effects that it has on livestock health. And the main concern with that is the vetch-associated toxicity that appears to be really an allergic reaction. And unlike nitrate or prussic acid toxicity, which we can measure and we can manage around, the toxin or mechanism in hairy vetch remains vastly unknown. This means that producers cannot reliably predict when or if animals will be safe when they're grazing this plant. So what does it do? Well, to cattle that are sensitive, consumption can lead to the subcutaneous or swelling under the skin, hair matting or hair loss, oral ulcers, coughing, weakness, loss of appetite, diarrhea, decreased milk production, and death. So one of the things that when I was learning more about hairy vetch and the complications of grazing it, if an animal is affected, the mortality rate is between 50 to 100%. If you have an animal with it, the odds are that animal is going to die, and there's not anything we can do to counter it. And that's what, like, we could turn out. So I was talking to a specialist, and they were saying, well, we did a research study on hairy vetch. For 4 years, we didn't have an issue. The fifth year, we had a 35% death loss in our herd. So the unpredictability is the staggering thing there. There has been some research that shows that cattle that are over the age of three and are dark-hided are more at risk. So maybe you could get by with grazing some young calves on it, maybe. But the potential, if they're dark-hided or over the age of three, we're going to see this happen. Given the lack of reliable diagnostic tests, any antidotes or clear safety thresholds, extension specialists strongly recommend avoiding grazing the hairy vetch at any stage of growth. While some forage guides, particularly outside of the state of Kansas, suggest that vetch can be grazed prior to the plant flowering and putting on seed pods, the University of K-State is saying even if the plant is young, doesn't have seed pods, and it's mixed or diluted, they would still avoid grazing those pastures or those fields just because you still have the potential to have an issue. So I guess this leaves our producers in a little bit of a predicament. Going forward, we can always plan around this. Is there something else that we can throw out there to help fixate some nitrogen within those cover crop mixes? But if you've already got planted it and you've got hairy vetch now, the university their safety precautions, I guess, are saying, why risk it, especially with the market that we are seeing right now? So, again, I know there's publications out there from other states that are saying that they have gotten by with grazing hairy vetch. It's just Kansas State's, I guess, their idea of saying, hey, what, we're not that risk adverse. We're not going to tell you because we still can't correctly identify what and when this plant is within this plant is going to cause the issue. So with that, I'll get off of here, but I just wanted to just remind you guys, if you guys have any questions, even if it's questions about grazing hairy vetch or anything else, just give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Keeping us informed, as always, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.